The last winter sport still standing at Hastings High School coming into this week is the Hastings Raiders wrestling team, with five individuals moving on to this Thursday state meet. It was a great weekend at the Super Sectional Individual Tournament, and head coach Tim Hanneberg of the Raiders joined KDWA to open the week on Monday to look back. We first talk about the fact that, considering all of the circumstances we've gone through throughout the year, the sectional tournament run went fairly smooth.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's been a consistent topic this whole year, a consistent message this whole year, with how well our kids responded. So they just take everything in stride, and no matter what it is, no matter what we threw at them this year, they responded perfectly. So last Thursday, we had our individual section tournament at Henry Sibley, and the kids showed up ready to rock right away. A lot of them only got one match because they got a first-round bye in the quarterfinals, and then if you just went in the semifinals, you made it to the finals, you were done for the day. So a lot of them were one or two matches, and they were done for the day. So they packed up and headed home, and they just took care of business right away, which was super cool to see. And then we just got ready for Saturday. So, yeah, I think overall it went pretty good. It was kind of a different vibe this year with everything, and just different things pop up here and there with different rules and coaching and managers and all this kind of stuff. But we just take it in stride and take it one day at a time and one match at a time, and it's been going really good.
Coach Hanneberg on this week's fantastic five qualifiers for the state meet that includes four sectional championships and a runner-up.
Yeah, one of the cool things, though, that's happened lately, I got an email last night that said that if you did qualify for the state tournament on Thursday, this Thursday coming up, they are considering those kids all state. So that was pretty cool. I didn't know that was going to happen ahead of time. So technically, our five kids that qualified on Thursday are all state already. So without even winning the match, we have five all-state kids, which is pretty sweet. So the first one that qualified is Blake Beisel at 106, and he was a super section champ, so he won in the finals. 5-2, I believe, over a Stillwater wrestler who's ranked pretty high, and that's the second time that he's beaten that kid this year. So he did a fabulous job, took care of business each match, the section champ. So once again, that's Blake Beisel at 106. Our next one was Josh Rout at 145, and he probably had the deepest bracket overall, from top to bottom, probably the deepest bracket, and he had a really good day. He has some really hard matches, and he fought through the whole time. So he was the super section champ as well. He was down by 5 in the semifinals against a really young, good kid from Mountview, came back and got a late takedown for the win, and then got down early in the finals against a Woodbury kid that he beat last week. He was down 4-0 against him, and then ended up coming back and beat him 7-5 at the final. So once again, that's Josh Rout at 145. And our next one is Aiden Erickson, and he just absolutely ripped through the bracket on Saturday, pinning and teching everybody. So I think first two matches were pins, and then he teched that Egan wrestler in the finals. So that was absolutely fabulous. He just was on a mission from the start of the day to the end. So yep, that's Aiden Erickson at 152. And then our next one is Nolan Myers, and he had three other kids in the bracket that were very tough. So we had a Stillwater wrestler that he wrestled last week who was very tough. And he had a Woodbury kid that he beat last week too, and then he had an East Ridge wrestler who he beat last year in the 2-second match. So Nolan beat the Woodbury kid in the semifinals, made it to the Stillwater kid, lost to him in the finals, and then ended up beating the East Ridge kid for the 2-second match to qualify for the state tournament. And it was a very tight match. He ended up getting about two late takedowns in the match to go up by one, and he held on for dear life for the last 30 seconds, which is awesome. So once again, that's Nolan Myers at 160. And then our final state qualifier is Austin LaFlay at 220. And he went out there, once again, a man on a mission from the beginning of the day to the end. Just dominated his way throughout the entire tournament. And then the finals pinned a Woodbury wrestler that he got pinned by earlier this year. So just amazing amount of growth that took place with him over the season. So once again, a super section champ at 220. It was Austin LaFlay.
As was the case with the sectional tournament in both team and individual, the state tournament will also feel a bit differently in 2021. The Raiders will wrestle in the individual portion of the tournament in St. Michael Albertville after the team competition concludes on Thursday. Coach Hanneberg gives an update as to when our Fantastic Five will be competing on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, so Thursday at St. Michael High School, and the team portion, which you're not part of this year, it's only the final four teams, the teams that won their team super section. They're going to be starting at 9 o'clock. And they're only wrestling two rounds. So the team portion starts at 9, two rounds for them. And then they'll crown a team state champ earlier in the morning. And then individual is going to start at 2 p.m. And it's going to go pretty quick. It's only going to be about 5 hours long. So it's three rounds starting at 2 o'clock, like I said. So it's only going to be about 2 to 7. Each kid that qualified, they get two fans that are able to go. So most kids are bringing their two parents. So they have no other fans are allowed in there. But like you said, track wrestling, you could always watch the matches. The scores pop up on track wrestling and follow our kids on track wrestling. Just search MSHSL and then find the state tournament on there. And I'm sure there's live video as well that you probably got to pay $5 or $10 for as well. So a couple different ways to watch our kids, but we'll be going from about 2 to 7 then on Thursday.
You can always get free updates on the Hastings Wrestling Twitter feed as well. And a lot of that has to do with the Raiders' awesome managers that have been taking care of the team all season long.
Our managers usually to take care of our Twitter, and they do match-by-match updates, especially during duels. We got a little busy on Saturday, and we weren't able to do the match-by-match, but I think our parents pretty much took care of it on Facebook, which is pretty cool to see. But yeah, we have amazing managers, too, that do a great job with that. So we got Haley Tweet as our senior manager, and then we have Isabel Fritz, Emma McClay, Sarah Myers, and Emily Erickson is our last one, I believe.
Best of luck to our Raider Fantastic Five heading up to St. Michael, Albertville on Thursday at 2 o'clock p.m.